This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. No accents here in California, save for that of the state's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is now being sued by the largest nurses union in the state. He blocked a new rule that would have required most hospitals in California to hire more nurses. The nurses say it's a favor to the governor's political allies. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The first round in what promises to be a protracted fight over hospital patient care came in mid-November. That's when Governor Schwarzenegger declared a state emergency and suspended a requirement to have one nurse for every five patients, which was set to become a law on January 1st. His decree meant that the state would keep the old rule of one nurse for every six patients, at least until January 2008. California hospitals, which would have had to hire more nurses under the new regulation, praised the governor's action. Jan Emerson is a spokeswoman for the California Hospital Association.
The problem is there aren't enough nurses to make that ratio work. California has the worst nursing shortage in the nation. We rank 49th out of 50 in the number of nurses that we have on a per capita basis.
But the California Nurses Association says a shortage of people wasn't the problem. They believe it had more to do with the governor's desire to pay back political campaign donors in the healthcare industry. Deborah Berger is the president of the 58,000-member California Nurses Association.
When you look at the campaign funding reports and the funding sources, it's big pharmaceutical industries, it's the hospital industry, the high-tech industry. All of those are components of taking the profits out of hospital premiums and then trying to cut where they can, and where they cut first is in nursing care.
And that's the message the Nurses Union took to the public in a statewide radio ad campaign.
Registered nurses worked hard to win a safe staffing law for you and your family. It required hospitals to provide enough nurses to safeguard the quality of your care. But now Governor Schwarzenegger is unilaterally undermining the law. Tell Governor Schwarzenegger, don't play politics with our patients' safety.
The California Hospital Association responded with its own TV commercial, which ran in all of California's major media markets.
On behalf of the nurses, doctors, and other caregivers who treat patients every day, we want to thank Governor Schwarzenegger for invoking common sense principles over bureaucratic formulas in order to put the needs of patients first.
In the midst of the media war, the governor stirred up things even more. When protesting nurses interrupted his speech before a state conference, he responded by calling the nurses' union a special interest and added, "They don't like me because I kick their butt." Not long after, the nurses' union sued Schwarzenegger, not for his remarks, but for what they call his illegal power grab. They contend he had no good reason for delaying enforcement of the new staffing regulations, and they say the governor's move will endanger patient care. The state, meanwhile, says it's prepared to make its case in court. But beyond the legal battle, this is a fight that's likely to be waged in the court of public opinion, and the nurses are hoping that there they may have an advantage. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.